Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get from going to the Google Play Store. I'm very happy to be here on the show with you here. We're doing a live opportunity right now for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Just started launching this live feed, this live opportunity for you, so I'm very happy to be including this and be offering this to you, a live opportunity to listen to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I had an opportunity to speak with Syracuse football players as well as one of the Syracuse coaches coming out of the Central Michigan win at home and going into the LSU victory, or the LSU upcoming game, I should say, hopeful victory for fans out there. So I'm very happy to be bringing you this opportunity to listen to the live feed. And there's so many different things that are going on. Obviously, LSU is being talked about, what they can do, what their abilities are on offense, if they're a top 10 team, what they do on defense, how dangerous they are. But Scott Schaefer always talks about controlling the controllables. He preaches that you have to control what you can control. And that is something that obviously is huge, that when it comes to knowing your team, I mean, you could try and know another team to the best of your ability, but, you know, it really is going to come down to, you know, how well you know yourself and what you think about your team. And so, you know, to me, I feel that Syracuse obviously has a lot to offer. They have a lot to give, but they're going through adversity. This is something that has unfortunately happened way too many times at Syracuse, is adversity. And in going through adversity, Syracuse has to find ways to win, has to find guys to step up. And they've been able to find some of those people that are now on the team willing to step up, willing to go after a victory for the Orange. And some of those guys being Jordan Fredericks, a true freshman running back, Austin Wilson, who has come into his third season at Syracuse, but second on the field as a rotational guy at quarterback. Zach Mahoney, who is a junior college transfer preferred walk-on, who got an opportunity against Central Michigan. And Chauncey Sism, who is in his second season with Syracuse, and really, you know, second season being at Syracuse, and has a lot to offer the team as well. So, you know, what it really comes down to is the talent that Syracuse has, and having belief in that talent, belief in each other. So I had the opportunity to talk with some of the players on offense and defense for the Orange, and it's always an honor and a privilege to have them on the show. But now to have this live opportunity to be able to bring them to you right now, where you can sit and you can listen to them from the comfort of your own home or wherever you are right now, to listen to the live broadcast that I have featuring numerous Syracuse players, as well as Syracuse defensive line coach and special teams coordinator, Tim Doust. And that's exactly where we're going to start right now, is we're going to start with Tim Doust and give you an opportunity to hear my conversation with Tim right now. Donnie Simmons, just what you can say about not only what he's doing now, but his adversity and everything that he's kind of had to go through to get to this point.
That's a fun deal to watch and monitor. You know, been here the 5 years that I've been here, the way the kids used to mature and go through things, you know, get redshirted, get on the scout team, get beat up a little bit by Justin Pugh and players like that, you know, and then pay his dues, and now it's coming into his own right now. He's a lot smarter. You know, I'm saying the same things. We're running the same defenses, but he gets them. He gets it. Everything, the football's happening a lot slower for him right now. He's processing them better. He's seeing things better. And now his athleticism can come into play, and he's a really fast kid, straight line. I knew when he caught that ball at Wake, there was no one catching him. He can run. So, you know, I'm really proud of him. And, you know, a lot of ball left ahead of us and a lot of plays left for Donnie to make. And what I like about Donnie is if you ask him, he'd probably tell you there's more plays that he should have made out there. So he's hungry that way. I like it.
But what Donnie's doing, Ron obviously helped him out on that interception run back. And just, you know, Ron in general
general, just his ability to fly to the ball and how he always, you know, he's a big guy. He's out there doing what he needs to do, but he's also a lot faster than maybe some people give him credit for.
Yeah, he can run. I got to get him in better football shape. He missed a lot of football. He's played more and more, minimal that Rhode Island game, and now he's got a clean bill of health. So we got to work him back into it and get in better shape, because when he's going full tilt, he's a difference maker, you know. So we got to, you know, like I've told you and others forever, your difference makers, they got to be difference makers every week for Syracuse to win, and Ron's one of those guys for us. So hopefully he can continue that trend.
With Ron and Luke as well as Donnie on the edge, just what you can say about, Coach always talks about controlling the controllables, and even though it's LSU, if it's anybody, you just have to be ready. What can you say about where they're at right now? Because like you said, you always want more from them, but this is going to be a tall task for them at this point.
Well, you know, as far as more from them, you know, I critique the kids extremely hard, you know. I think Luke Arcenega is starting to really figure out the defensive end position fast. You know, he's a physical kid. He's proven since he's been here, he's not afraid of contact, so I'm proud of the way he's progressed. You know, I got to get Ron in better shape. Donnie Simmons, I think he can make even more plays, especially in the pass rush. He's really proud of him. He's understood for me stopping the run is of the utmost importance, and he's done that, but I think there's more plays for him to make rushing the passer, and I think we'll start to see that as the season moves forward. You know, as far as LSU is concerned, those are my older kids. I expect them to show the way, with the way they prepare, with the way they practice, with the way they approach this game, that, you know, our thing around here is we're just going to keep going and keep going and keep going and see where things are at the end of the fourth quarter, like we've always done around here. So I think we'll be proud at the end of the game.
You're looking at facing a downhill guy, the interior of the line. Where is that at right now as opposed to where you need it to be? And who are some of those guys that you've been able to kind of lean on a little bit, even though I know you use a rotation?
Well, I use the rotation, and I've tried to even out the reps, really, with those four kids, with Chris and Caton have started for us, but John and Stephen Clark, they played a bunch last week, and they will again this week. I really like the progression of Stephen Clark as a freshman. You wouldn't believe that he's a freshman, the way he handles his business day to day. So their role is big this week. Obviously, got to make the guy go sideways, and they're going to make it hard and lean a lot of weight on those guys. You know, I've told the kids week to week that the margin for error gets less and less the better the opponent. So this week we know it's pretty small, but that's an exciting challenge for those kids and their coach. So we're excited.
And lastly, for me, the special team side, just the returners that you have. Obviously, Brisley's a threat with anything, but the fact that Rodney Williams has been back there, Dante Strickland, some of the other guys that maybe could be a possibility out there, just what you think about the arsenal that you have.
Well, I think those kids are talented kids back there deep in special teams, but I got to give a lot of credit to the guys in front of them are creating space for those guys. There was a day where nobody wanted to catch that ball because there was live bullets getting run at them. So I'm proud of the work around them as much as anything, and Brisley will be our guy, but we've always got always working that backup plan, because I think Strickland's got a tremendous ability, you know, and Rodney's a sure-handed kid, and I think that we got a nice stable of guys back there.
Welcome back here. That interview was between myself and defensive line coach Tim Doust of the Syracuse Orange, talking about a lot of different things, including his mentality of his players right now, the fact that he wants to get Ron Thompson into football shape, making the statement that Ron is somebody that has obviously, I mean, Ron has ability, and Ron's been able to do some good things, but that he wants more from Ron Thompson, that Tim Doust wants to see him get into better shape, that Donnie Simmons is a guy who, you know, it's obviously taken some time, but that Donnie's out there now, and that the adversity that he endured, like Tim Doust was making mention of in my conversation with him here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live broadcast coming off of interviews with Syracuse football team. Tim Doust and I, in the conversation that we had, making mention of Donnie Simmons, that normally you come in and you go through traditional things. You know, you have your opportunity to redshirt and to learn from people, and then you kind of go from there. And that this situation that he's in right now is really not the case. You know, he's going through this time period where, you know, he's been through a lot, and speaking on Donnie Simmons, and, you know, there's no time to go back and look at this stuff. He's been through the adversity, and now he finally has an opportunity to do something special on the team. And I give Donnie a lot of credit for what he's been able to do, for the fact that he hasn't been afraid to get out there, that he hasn't given up, because, you know, I talk about on my show all the time, the adversity that we face in this world, that things happen completely out of our control. And when they do happen, it's how we respond to adversity that shows the true person that we are, the true man or woman that we are. And Donnie is someone who I respected way before the season, way before his interception return for a touchdown against Wake Forest, because he's someone who I've never seen complain. I've never heard complain. Adversity has sometimes been there as that thorn in his side, but he's never given up. And I like what Tim said in our conversation that you just heard here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. When he said, you know, once Donnie caught that ball, I knew nobody was going to catch him. And Tim is somebody that, being around him for a long time, you start to learn that Tim is all about tough love. He cares about every single player on that team, would do anything for any guy on that team. But he pushes you. He doesn't allow you to accept mediocrity. And if you're going to accept mediocrity, then you're probably not going to be on the team that long. And I can appreciate that from Tim. And I also can appreciate when he says things about his players, like once Donnie caught the ball, you're not going to get to him. He's gone. That belief that he has in his team, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. If he didn't believe that Donnie would be gone with that, he wouldn't say that. So I have a lot of respect for Tim Doust and being honest to his players and about his players. And to look up and down the defensive line through the first three games for Syracuse, Rhode Island was a blowout, and I don't think the defense got nearly enough credit as they deserve for that game, because the offense put up 47 points. You know, well, with that defensive touchdown in the beginning, but the majority of that coming from the offense. At the same time, you go into the Wake Forest game, and defense created a lot of opportunities. And then you go into Central Michigan, and defense definitely created opportunities. That interception by Zaire Franklin, middle linebacker for the Syracuse Orange, if it wasn't for him, be a different game. So Syracuse consistently on defense has created opportunities. And a lot of that starts up front. John Raymond pressured the quarterback against Central Michigan in a very close game that ended in overtime, 30-27 in favor of Syracuse. Luke Arcenega, who moved from linebacker to defensive end, who went through his own adversity of, will the NCAA grant him more time to play, which they did. So he went through that adversity, and now he's playing defensive end for the first time collegiately at Syracuse. And he pressured the quarterback and got in on the quarterback for two sacks. Ron Thompson got in for two sacks. This is a team that, on that defensive line, there's always been someone who steps up. And this year, I think, more so than any other year that I've covered Syracuse, the question was, who's going to be the guy or the group of people, because there's not a ton of veterans. Ron Thompson was moved over from tight end to defensive end, knowing that he could do both. And after that, Luke Arcenega, defensive end, like I said, for the first time at Syracuse this season. You bring in John Raymond. John Raymond's been through a ton of injuries playing on the interior part of the defensive line. Then you have somebody like Stephen Clark, who is a true freshman but doesn't look like one and doesn't play like one in every way, respectfully. So you start to assemble this line and you say, okay, there's not a Jay Bromley. There's not a Chandler Jones. So what can Syracuse do? And what they've done is they've pressured the quarterback. What they've done is they haven't made it easy. And they're going to need to do it against LSU, who can easily dump it off to their running back and let it be up to the races. Let him out of the stables and see where he goes. It all starts up front. And when it all starts up front, the meaningful part of this is what those guys can do. And what a lot of these Syracuse defensive linemen have shown in the first three games is that they don't care if they haven't played a college football game before. They don't care if they switch positions. They don't care if they don't have somebody in front of them that's been a starter for 3 years. What they care about is pressuring the quarterback and winning the game. And because they've done those things, they've allowed for Corey Winfield to get an interception. They've allowed for Zaire Franklin to get a pick. They've allowed for those opportunities, and they deserve the respect for doing that. Keeping with the defense and keeping with the secondary, I now bring you defensive back Chauncey Sism, who is in his second year at Syracuse University, but this is really him getting some playing time and had some good things that went on against Central Michigan. Had an open field tackle where it was just him bringing a player down that was bigger than he was on Central Michigan, brought him down in front of the end zone and helped prevent a touchdown. And that wasn't the only good play he made. Here is my conversation with Chauncey Sism of the Syracuse Orange secondary as their defense becomes ever more important with Eric Dungy, the starter, out after Terrell Hunt, the starter, was out before that. Only three games into the season, heading into the fourth, starting quarterback out, the backup starting quarterback is out. So now the defense continues to become more and more important, and it seems to happen every year. Here's my conversation with Chauncey Sism.
Well, Coach just said, find a way to win. Mm-hmm. However you got to do it. How do you look at a win like this?
A win like this? A win is a win is a win. You know, we fought hard. You know, Central Michigan did a lot of things well, you know, and, you know, we prepared as best we could for them, but they threw some stuff at us, you know, that, you know, we could prepare a little better for. But, you know, hats off to them, but, you know, a win is a win.
What was Cooper doing at certain points in the game, like in the third quarter, mm-hmm. when he was able to move the ball back and forth, and especially in the second half as a whole? What were some of those things? Do you think they were just misreads, or how do you kind of look back at it?
I think he just did a great job back there seeing what we were doing. You know, he was real patient with his reads and everything like that. So he was just taking what we were giving him.
The defensive line would pressure him, and at that last possible second, he'd send the ball off. How difficult did it make it for you that the defensive line got to him, and in that split second, he was able to get the ball out? Was he the toughest that you've seen so far?
I mean, our D-line, they did a great job. You know, he just made some real athletic plays. He made some real football plays. So at the end of the day, you know, we just got to take what comes to us and, you know, do the best we can with the situations that are given to us.
You made some open field tackles that stopped potential touchdowns. Just what you can say about how you've improved your game and going back into some of those moments today where, if not for you and some of the other guys, it would be a different outcome.
Well, I believe, you know, our coaches did a great job preparing us in the film room and, you know, just showing us where to be and, you know, what type of things that they were going to be doing. So a lot of those plays that we made were coming off, you know, film study.
You see Rodney Williams go out, see Antoine Corey go out. They came back in, but when they go out, how confident are you and the rest of the guys in the secondary?
You know, when they go out, I look upon it as being the ultimate leader out there for my secondary, because I know we're going to have a couple young guys coming in. So, you know, I'm going to be the older head in there, you know, trying to give them some direction. You know, they know what they're doing as well, but I'm going to just be that second outlook if they need any advice.
Eric Dungy, even though you're on the defensive side, how much of a leader has he grown to be in the first few games?
Mm-hmm. Since Eric Dungy's got on campus till now, I've seen a lot of growth from him. You know, he's a lot more confident when he steps on the field. You know, our offensive guys, they do a great job, you know, supporting him all around and, you know, providing good energy for him.
When he's not out there and you have to go to an Austin Wilson, a Zach Mahoney, how does the team respond to that? How confident is the team in the locker room or in situations when, like today, it's going to happen at some point? It happened today.
Well, we just always know we have to do a good job, you know, inviting those guys in, you know, bringing a lot of energy for them as well, because they're just as prepared as, you know, Dungy is. So we've got to let them know and be confident and, you know, just go out there and play their game.
You came in with Zaire Franklin. Mm-hmm. For him to be a captain and to do what he did in this game, get an interception, which turned the tide when it was needed to. Go into your class and Zaire and you guys, I mean, 2014 has stepped up in a huge way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, brought in a lot of good guys with this class. You know, Zaire, he did make a great play on that interception. You know, that was his film. He knew where he was supposed to be, and, you know, he executed on that. So, you know, we have a lot of guys that are ready to play and that, you know, are willing to lay out for the team.
What are some of the biggest things you felt like you improved in your game to go from a guy that was rotating in a little bit to being someone who obviously in a big game like today was utilized a lot? spot. What have you done that you feel like has earned yourself a spot on the field more often?
I believe, you know, just reading offenses and seeing a lot of things that they're doing, and just, you know, just being a ball player, being aggressive, you know, and trying not to be a robot out there. There's a lot of things, you know, our coaches have preached to us, you know, if you can make a play, make a play.
Coach talks about every game, every day, 1 minute at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 week at a time. Is that how you guys have come to live, that even though everybody talked about LSU, did you ever look to LSU, or have you always just said it's Rhode Island, then Wake, then Central Michigan, and then LSU?
Of course, you know, we've taken a ponder at LSU, but, you know, from day one it's been preaching, you know, just brick by brick, play by play, day by day. So that's what we've been focused on. You know, we put all our focus in this weekend to Central Michigan. You know, we got the win, and, you know, now it's time for LSU.
And then lastly, as you look forward, this team and what you've been able to do, Fred Reed has been a big part of your growth here. What can you say about him as a coach and what he's meant to you and who he really is to this team?
You know, Coach Reed, he's always believed in me since I stepped foot here. You know, he knew I had some growing to do when I first got here, and, you know, he helped me along with that process. So, you know, I'm very thankful for Coach Reed and what he's done for me.
What can you say about being on a team? You know, you're only a few games in, but you've seen four different quarterbacks go out there, and you've had to find a way to get comfortable with everybody.
In practice, you know, we have everybody play. First team, second team, third team, doesn't really matter. They all get the same amount of reps, so it's
So that was free safety Chauncey Sism of the Syracuse Orange defense, and you got a little sneak peek into what is coming up next. And before we get there, before we get to Jordan Fredericks, true freshman running back from the state of New York, which is huge. People talk all the time about Syracuse recruiting local. They need to go local. They need to bring in people. And local, you know, obviously in a lot of people's minds is Clay, Cicero, East Syracuse, Manoa, Fayetteville, Manlius, Camillus, Syracuse, right in the heart of the city. But in the state of New York, Syracuse finds people, valuable people, people like Jordan Fredericks, people who did well in front of the fans, like Jordan Fredericks did in fall camp at Orange Fan Fest, people that don't act like a true freshman, people that may not wear the number 44, but can still show you a spark. That is exactly what Syracuse needs, exactly right now. You'll hear from Jordan Fredericks in my one-on-one conversation with him coming up next here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, broadcasting live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Live shows happening all the time. To get the schedule and to know when my next show will be, make sure you go to wakeupcalldt.com, wakeupcalldt.com. Make sure you check me out there. You will find out when the next show is going to be. You can actually listen live to the feed straight from wakeupcalldt.com. And if you go onto the calendar page of wakeupcalldt.com, you will know the next show, the next event, everything that's coming up next. So many things to be thankful for. We'll talk about those in a few minutes. And you'll hear from Jordan Fredericks as well as more coming up here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life.
The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you at Dry Sig. Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel. The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. You have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. with FanHand, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if they don't shop.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora here on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. This is the live feed that you need to get to know. Write it down. MixLR. Mix, L as in Larry, R as in Roger, .com/WakeUpCallDT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT provides a free live experience for you. I'm doing a live broadcast right now, folks, from the studio. Coming off of talking with Syracuse players and defensive line special teams coordinator Tim Doust. Very happy to be here talking with you about what's going on with the Syracuse Orange as they head into a big game against LSU. And I want to make a note that speaking of this LSU game, to the LSU fans that are coming into town, which is going to be plenty of them, Syracuse fans know how to be nice, know how to be respectful. So I welcome LSU fans and Syracuse fans come out and see the live show because it's talking about both of the teams. Syracuse fans and LSU fans, feel free to come and please come over to Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, right down the road from the Carrier Dome. Real easy to get there, just off of Marshall Street, 721 South Krause Avenue. We will be doing a live pregame show. We do a live pregame show before all Syracuse football home and away games, so this is no different, and our show will start at 8 a.m. and go until 9:30 at least. So 8 a.m. to 9:30, don't miss out on your opportunity to come by and talk Syracuse LSU with us in a live pregame show that I'm very proud to share with Robert Drummond, who was a part of the last Syracuse team to defeat LSU back in the late 80s. Robert Drummond was a running back on the Syracuse Orange. They defeated LSU. We're going to be celebrating that moment Friday night at Orange Crate Brewing Company, and on Saturday morning, we'll be sharing that with you as well. So make sure you come out and see me and Rob Drummond and everybody else who shows up, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at least. We will be at Orange Crate Brewing Company for our live pregame show Saturday, September 26th, leading into the LSU game. And leading into the LSU game right now is my conversation with Jordan Fredericks, a man who has been no stranger to the Syracuse offense despite being a true freshman. Jordan Fredericks right now leads the team in rushing yards. Jordan Fredericks has and 97 rushing yards on the season through three games so far. That's an average of a little over 6 yards a carry, 6.4 yards a carry, two touchdowns, including that all-important touchdown in overtime against Wake Forest, who kicked a field, or pardon me, Central Michigan, who kicked a field goal. After Central Michigan's field goal in overtime, Syracuse had an opportunity, and Jordan Fredericks broke to the outside, put his body out on the line, had his arm out with the football, and was able to get it on the interior part of the pylon for a touchdown to give Syracuse a 30-27 victory, help them to stay undefeated in an early non-conference season, heading into ACC play. Had one ACC game in their first three, but have plenty more to come against the likes of Louisville, Clemson, Florida State, and company. Rivals Pittsburgh, Boston College, Virginia is also going to be in that mix as well. So plenty to come. NC State from Syracuse, who will also go on the road and play South Florida. So a lot of games coming up against Central Michigan. If it wasn't for Jordan Fredericks, we would be talking about potentially a 2-1 Syracuse Orange team going into their matchup with the LSU Tigers. But because of the likes of Jordan Fredericks, we don't have to have that conversation. Jordan Fredericks is having a conversation, though, with me right now, here where sports meets life. And I proudly bring you my conversation with the true freshman running back.
What can you say about being on a team? You know, you're only a few games in, but you've seen four different quarterbacks go out there, and you've had to find a way to get comfortable with everybody.
In practice, you know, we have everybody play. First team, second team, third team, doesn't really matter. They all get the same amount of reps. So it's all the same to me because I just got here. So I never got used to Terrell Hunt nor Dungy, and now we had Mahoney, and it feels great.
With Mahoney out there in the game, you know, when he had his opportunities, he would hold on until last possible second on that option. Just what you can say about him putting his body on the line and be willing to do that to create those big runs.
Quarterbacks that do that, you know, we really respect because, you know, not a lot of people lay their body out like that. And when it comes to running backs and we do fakes and we have to do the same thing, you have to step up for the team, you know. You put the team before yourself, and we honor that.
Devontae and George, how have they treated you through this process, and how have you all kind of handled being together in this room? Because you're all competing with each other, but at the same time, obviously, you've been able to balance that out.
Yeah, we all compete, you know. But once we all prosper, one of us prosper, we all prosper, I should say. We never knock one of us down when we do something bad, you know. We just push each other to be the best that we can be. And, you know, I really appreciate it with them guys. You know, I'm getting reps, and it's their senior year, so they treat me like I'm still a freshman, but I'm playing. So I like it because I still have a lot to learn. And, you know, most kids will be like, why is he playing, you know, like he just got here. But they treat me differently, and I really like it.
Being trusted on that last drive, like you said, where you're on the sideline drinking Gatorade and they call you in, just what you saw on that final play and outstretching your body to get in, just what you saw in that moment?
You know, he pitched it to me. I saw the ball, and I saw Sean Yvonne blocking the cornerback. And the only thing I could do, I could hug the sideline and wish for the best, or I could run my own teammate over and stick the ball out and hit the pylon. So, you know, it's a little harsh, I have to say, but you know, you got what you got to do to get a victory.
Lastly from me, everybody's talking about LSU's defense, what LSU can bring in. What can you say about the offense and how you're kind of defining it early this season, knowing that you're on to your next quarterback at this point?
You know, we're almost a well-oiled machine, I should say. We're getting chemistry, you know, with the receivers, quarterbacks, the line, the running backs, you know. We just need to build more confidence in ourselves. So once that happens, I believe we're destined for great things.
That was running back Jordan Fredericks of the Syracuse Orange. True freshman running back, has two touchdowns right now for Syracuse. Got one in the Rhode Island game for the Syracuse Orange, and I'll never forget this play. Jordan Fredericks, a guy that I got to know through his recruitment when he was still in high school, got to have him on the show. If you've been a longtime listener on wakeupcalldt.com, you've had the opportunity to hear him and tell his story. If not, you got to get on wakeupcalldt.com from here on out so that you don't miss anything else. A lot of great stories being told, including Jordan Fredericks. And I will never forget his first touchdown, where Jordan Fredericks broke to the outside against Rhode Island, lowered his shoulder once, and then lowered it a second time, got into the end zone, and eluded tacklers. And that was really a big moment, I'm sure, for him, as it was for his teammates and as it was for his loved ones. And then to have an even bigger moment going to the outside. And like he said, he's like, I could hug the sideline, or I could run over one of my teammates and outstretch my arm and try and get in the end zone. And he smiled when he said that to me, and he said, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And that's exactly what he did. And by doing that, Syracuse is 3-0. We'll take another step aside here on the live broadcast of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, coming to you on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. We'll hear from partners in Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora's business under Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, partners in the Central New York community that I love and I respect, and I implore you to be a part of as well. We'll hear from them, and then we'll hear from the two quarterbacks that are now fighting for the opportunity to have time on the field after Scott Schaefer, the head coach of the Syracuse Orange, told me during the teleconference on Tuesday, September 22nd, I asked him what the status was on Eric, where he was at right now, and he said Eric Dungy is doubtful to play in the game against LSU. Tough news, heartbreaking news, but if I know anything about the Syracuse town, if I know anything about my hometown of Syracuse, New York, these blue-collar people don't give up. They don't think that the game is over before it starts. Hopefully you're one of those people listening in right now, because you'll hear from the two quarterbacks. They're going to try their very best to make this a victory against LSU and do what the late 80s team did, which is defeat a team from the SEC that nobody thought they would. We'll hear from the quarterbacks coming up next, Zach Mahoney and Austin Wilson. That's all coming up here, where sports meets life. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe, 601 and a half West Malamia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan. I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on the live broadcast feed, mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. That's mixlr, L as in Larry, R as in Roger, .com/wakeupcalldt. And you can check to find out every time I'm doing a live broadcast by going to wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and also going to the calendar page of wakeupcalldt.com. You have been hearing from my conversations with Syracuse defensive line coach, who is also the special teams coordinator, that being Tim Doust. You have also heard from running back of the Syracuse Orange, true freshman Jordan Fredericks, and before him you heard from free safety Chauncey Sism. Coming up next are the two quarterbacks that are trying to come up onto the team and find their own. Syracuse, just a season ago in 2014, did something that many Division I programs didn't do, don't have to worry about. And that was starting four different quarterbacks, having four different quarterbacks play, I should say. Four different quarterbacks out there for the Syracuse Orange last season. Well, they did that last season through 12 games. They had four different quarterbacks. Had Terrell Hunt, Austin Wilson, A.J. Long, and Mitch Kimble. Mitch Kimble is no longer with the team. Transferred out. Syracuse, in only three games this season, has played four quarterbacks once again, with Terrell Hunt going out, the starting quarterback. Then, the starting quarterback after Terrell Hunt, Eric Dungy, going out. And now we are to a junior college preferred walk-on transfer, Zach Mahoney, and Austin Wilson once again, who's in his technical second year with the Syracuse Orange because he redshirted his first. So Austin Wilson and Zach Mahoney and A.J. Long all on the team, but A.J. Long still nursing a hand injury that he had before the season even started. So when I asked the question to Scott Schaefer on the teleconference on Tuesday, September 22nd, on what the plan was, he said that all three of the guys are in the mix, Zach Mahoney, Austin Wilson, and A.J. Long. But most likely that it would come down to Zach Mahoney and Austin Wilson, with A.J. still coming back from his hand injury. That's what Schaefer shared. Jordan Frederick shared, that you heard before the break, was him talking about Zach Mahoney as the new number one, which all but states that the team is preparing for Zach Mahoney to lead them against LSU. And how much time Austin Wilson will get is left up to thought and left up to really how the game goes. Tim Lester has shown that he will not shy away from playing multiple quarterbacks if he needs to. He did it in the last game with Zach Mahoney and Austin Wilson once Eric Dungy went down. Gave them both an opportunity, and they both led scoring drives. Now it looks like Zach Mahoney will be the person at least starting things off for Syracuse. And here's my quick conversation with Zach Mahoney about the triple option, his comfort with it, and Jordan Frederick saying, listen, any quarterback that holds on the ball as long as he does and puts his body on the line, players like me, players on the offense, we respect a guy like that. This is Zach's response to it.
Jordan Frederick's talked about the fact that, you know, with you holding on to the ball and the option situations, that they respect quarterbacks like that that'll put their body on the line for that. Just talk about, you know, the triple option with you as a part of it and the respect that you have for those guys too.
Oh, you know, an LSU defense is going to be a very good opponent. I'm excited to run against them. I'm hoping I can show a little something more because we didn't bring out everything against them. So I'm hoping that we surprise them with a couple of things.
That coming from Zach Mahoney in preparation for the upcoming game against LSU. A preferred walk-on. And in having a preferred walk-on on the field for the Syracuse Orange at quarterback, we also have to look at the fact of Seamus Shanley, starting right guard. He was a walk-on. He's playing. Jacob Hill, true freshman running back. He's a walk-on. And he played against Rhode Island. And he played well. And Schaefer has already stated that there is some trust in him built already, despite the fact that he is a walk-on, where a lot of times they get looked over. So Syracuse has not been afraid to put the walk-ons out there. That says a lot. So I feel like sometimes they haven't been respected in that sense, that there has been another viewpoint that wasn't true about how they treat walk-ons. And even outside of that, that when you're a walk-on, you think, okay, well, it's just nice to be a part of the team. I'm not going to play. I could just say that I've been here. But Syracuse, Scott Schaefer said, we're going to play the best people, and we're going to play as many as we need to. He's living by that word with right guard Seamus Shanley, running back Jacob Hill, who's had some time, and preferred walk-on Zach Mahoney, who is on the verge of his first ever start in Division I college football. But we can't forget about the other guy that's there, Austin Wilson. Somebody who has fought to get playing time. Someone whose arm is compared to Eric Dungy, but a guy who's not as comfortable running, which affects him in an offense that has the triple option. Because the threat has to be that the quarterback can run and multiple players can run. And who's getting the ball? Is the quarterback keeping it? Is he handing it off? Or is he pitching it out? And Austin Wilson understands that. But Austin Wilson is a fighter. And Austin Wilson believes. This is my conversation with Austin Wilson.
With some of the weapons that are out there, with you and Zach having reps out there and getting time, have you gotten comfortable with certain guys, or Are you really comfortable with everybody at this point?
I think I'm pretty comfortable with everybody, just throughout just being here, really, and throughout summer workouts, throughout camp. I was able to get reps with almost every group, and, you know, extra throwing here and there, so I got a good relationship with most of the guys.
If this game goes the way the other game went, where you're in, Zach's in, you're in, you know, back and forth, how comfortable are you with that, knowing that, you know, like we had talked about before, you've been through this carousel before?
I'm comfortable with it. I mean, going in and out, whenever coach calls my number, I'm ready to go.
And that is Austin Wilson, another quarterback looking to get some opportunities with Syracuse up against LSU. It never seems easy for Syracuse. It never seems like they can just walk into a game and have their personnel and play their hearts out. It seems like things don't come that easy for the Orange. Four quarterbacks on the field in 2014 through 12 games. Four quarterbacks on the field for the Syracuse Orange in 2015 in three games. Four quarterbacks, four leaders, four different skill sets. But I give credit to players like Irv Phillips, Jordan Fredericks, Devontae McFarlane, George Morris II, Steve Ishmael, Brizzly Esteem, Kendall Moore, Josh Paris, and company, including that offensive line of Ivan Foy, Nick Robinson, Rob Trudeau, Jason Emmerich, Seamus Shanley, and Omari Palmer, for not making excuses, for believing, for giving credit to the fight, the desire, the want to go up against adversity that those quarterbacks endure, that those quarterbacks are willing to take on. It's been said before to me, from a coach, that there's two people on a team that are always given too much credit in a win and too much scrutiny in a loss. And those two people are the quarterback and the head coach. Well, Scott Schaefer has taken a lot of scrutiny in his time at Syracuse. A lot. I think a good amount of it should have never been. A good amount of it unwarranted. But now Syracuse has to get behind a quarterback in Austin Wilson that they've seen make good plays and make mistakes, and a quarterback in Zach Mahoney that they haven't seen a ton of. But the next man up cannot be more true than it is at Syracuse. The next man to put your helmet on and be ready, Jordan Fredericks. I thought they were putting out Devontae McFarlane or George Morris II, and I'm sitting on the sideline drinking Gatorade, and they called my number. It happens that fast. Rob Drummond, one of my closest friends, and somebody who does my live pregame show with me at Orange Crate Brewing Company before every Syracuse home and away football game. There's only going to be one we won't be there for, and that's the game on the road against South Florida, because I will be out of town. But other than that, you can come to Orange Crate Brewing Company and see us. You can come to Orange Crate Brewing Company on any game day for pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement with the community. But Rob Drummond, true freshman, he made no excuses. He never said, "I shouldn't be out there. I don't need to play." He wasn't afraid. He did what he needed to do. And back in the late 80s, you can bet you're behind. Very few people believe Syracuse was going to beat LSU. Nobody beat LSU. Nobody beat the SEC. Nobody. Except Syracuse. They beat Auburn. They beat LSU. Well, Rob Drummond was there as running back. Right before he got there, they beat a powerhouse in Nebraska who was ranked number one in the country at the time. Inside the Carrier Dome. It can be done. Do you believe? Do you, as a Syracuse fan, as a blue-collar, hard-working person, you've been an underdog before. I'm sure of it. I've been one, too. In some people's minds, I still am. But as long as you don't believe you're an underdog, anything can happen. And it is with that that I will end this live broadcast tonight. This is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora signing off at mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Become a member free of wakeupcalldt.com. And you'll know what's going on the website. And you'll also be able to be first to the calendar. When you're on wakeupcalldt.com, you know when the live broadcasts are coming up before anybody else does. So make sure you make it a point to do that. Like my page, facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. And on Twitter, you'll find me at calldt. That's at C-A-L-L-D-T. Thank you for everything. I want to give a special thanks out to defensive line coach and special teams coordinator of the Syracuse Orange, Tim Doust. I also want to thank free safety Chauncey Sism, running back Jordan Fredericks, quarterback Zach Mahoney, and quarterback Austin Wilson, all for being a part of the show. And for all my partners that you can find at the top of wakeupcalldt.com, thank you for all you do for the Central New York community. I implore you to utilize their services, and I will see you at 8 a.m. sharp at Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, for our live pregame show as Syracuse and LSU get ready to kick off in one of the biggest games that's been in the Dome for a very, very long time. LSU comes to Syracuse for the first time ever, and I'm excited to pregame that with you. I'll see you at Orange Crate Brewing Company at 8 a.m. game day pregame, Saturday, September 26th. God bless, be well, and I hope to see you on wakeupcalldt.com. For now, thanks once again to all of my interviewees, and I'll talk to you very soon.